The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here, and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us. Now, you've been working, Margaret, with women. This is a female empowerment course that you've been teaching, right?
Yes, Phil, the last 3 weeks. And it's really been interesting because what we're trying to do is work with young women who are about to enter the collegiate level and who are needing to empower themselves for their business classes. Now, what is the one phrase, what is the one aspect to a woman's personality she is afraid to express? And I'll let you guess, Phil.
The one area that a woman is afraid to express would be maybe she feels not so confident going out into a male-dominated world.
That is part of the answer. But really, Phil, what we're talking about is a woman tapping into a masculine side in order to compete with men. Now, this is a little shocking, so I want you to withhold your judgment. But I think, and what we have found, is it is a successful way for a woman to tap that energy. And it is simply being able to walk into a room full of men and saying, I want it. I want it. I want sex. And I want it from a man. I want him to give it to me good. I want...
You are you saying to these women to literally...
Phil, withhold your judgment for a minute.
No, but are you asking women to literally go into rooms full of men?
I am saying, Phil, that when a woman is so connected to her male side, that she is able to walk into a room full of men and say, I want sex. Isn't that liberating? It is. I am telling you, Phil, it is the most liberating thing in the world.
All right, question.
Yes.
A woman walks into a room so she can feel empowered like a man and say, I want sex. What if there are guys in that room? Does that mean she wants them to have sex with her?
No. What this means, Phil, is it is simply a statement of independence and empowerment. She doesn't necessarily want to have sex with any man in that room. In fact, she could say that. I want sex, but not from anyone here. None of you come up to the level of man that I want, but I need it. I need it almost as if it's drenched in sweat, the way you say it. God, do I want it. God, I want it. Now, Phil, I...
All right, you're going to get a lot of guys...
Phil, let me say, because I'm anticipating what you're going to say.
You're going to get a lot of guys that misunderstand.
Yes, but you will not get men to misunderstand if you say it with an absolute confidence and conviction and connection to your male side. If it's weak, if it is the least bit frightened, men will think you're a slut. And then will feel that they can take advantage or whatever. No, Phil, I am talking about today's woman... Finally, sick and tired of men being the only ones that can say those words, I want it. I want to have sex. I want to get it good. I want it in every position.
Well, it all sounds very slutty, though, doesn't it?
No, I don't think...
No, I think that if a woman goes into a room full of men and says that, she's going to sound like a slut.
Not if she says it with confidence. And that's what our three-weekend course teaches. It teaches a woman to go into a room, into a ballroom, walk up to any man and say, oh, God, I want it. But you know something? Not with you. Now, that takes absolute conviction and that takes absolute confidence. When a woman can say that, no man will have the courage to keep her down or to get in her way.
A woman, you're dealing with women who are in high school, right?
Phil, I am dealing with young women who are about to enter the collegiate level.
Well, how old are these women?
The ages are generally seniors on up.
Seniors in high school?
Yes. But this is very important, and I can't emphasize this enough. Women have the tear duct tape that has been attached to their mouths for centuries, and they have to just take it off and say, I want sex. I want it now. And I don't care how old that woman is. Phil, she is going to achieve a life-changing experience.
Do you... I got to tell you something, Morgan. I'm just speaking as a man.
Go ahead. I want to hear your input.
A woman walks in, like if I'm shooting pool or I'm in a bar room or I'm with a bunch of men, and a woman walks in and says, I want sex. I want it now. The men are going...
The men are going to think that she wants it from one of them.
Yes.
I think you're wrong.
No, I'm right.
No, I think you're wrong, because if she says that, making eye contact in a suggestive or slut-like way, they will misread it. But if she walks in and she has the attitude, I need it. God, I need it. And the attitude is, none of you can do it for me, they'll respect her. And that is the thing I tried to get through to Kathy and a lot of the girls that are not in the program any longer.
Well, hold on. Let me give our phone number out here, because you're saying a whole lot here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, this is a female empowerment seminar that you're giving for 3 weekends, right?
Yes. This weekend on into the month of May, actually, Phil.
All right. And all women have to say is...
They are the words that every man has been able to say for centuries, but women have been afraid to say it. Phil, who is the most sexual woman that you've ever heard of? Not in your own life, just publicly.
The most sexual?
The most sexually aggressive.
I don't know, Pamela Anderson, maybe? I mean, some of the things that...
All right. Do you think Pamela Anderson has the guts to walk into a room full of men and say, I gotta have it, I need it, I gotta, oh, God, I need it? I don't think she does. She's sexy, Phil, but she can't say it. That is a lack of freedom. And that immediately...
Well, I don't know anything about the woman.
No, that is a lack of freedom. And that immediately puts that woman at a disadvantage. The women that we work with can say it.
You go into a bar room, a room full of men, and you say it.
Men can put it out there for women, knowing that's an eye. But a woman can say, I want it, and not want to be with any man in the room. It's simply testifying, if I ever did run into a real man, I want it from him. It's really groundbreaking, Phil. And when we came upon this idea and this use of language, we really found ourselves opening doors and opening up vistas we never thought possible.
Being sexually aggressive.
No, stating it. Connecting to your aggressive male side and saying, oh, man, I gotta have it. I want it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. You mentioned Kathy Nestor. I'm not familiar with that name.
Kathy was in our course, and she is not in our course any longer. And it was interesting because she never really committed to the phrase.
Well, what happened to her?
To Kathy?
Yeah.
She was raped. She went into a room full of men and said, I got to have it. But she didn't say it with the confidence that would make a man respect you. All right, so...
She was raped.
Yes, but that was because she did not say it with the confidence you need. She said it like a slut. And they manhandled her like a slut. Phil, you need to understand how women think on this.
Well, just to tell me that a woman who was in your class, she walked into a room full of guys?
Yes, she was. We were having basically a mixer for some lawyers that worked with Frank. And these young men were shooting pool in our billiard room. She walked in, she used the phrase, and they were on her like jackals. In other words, Phil, she said it like a slut, and that was the part that...
Was she raped in your home?
My understanding, Phil, from the police...
She was raped in your home.
Phil, you are taking...
No, I want to understand. She walked into this billiard room in your home.
You are taking it out of context.
I don't think that I am, and if she didn't use your course properly, I can understand that. But if a crime was committed in your home...
We spoke to the police about it.
1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray with us on Empowering Women. What's the one thing women don't do that men can do? They can't walk up and simply say to the world, I need sex, I want it. Here is Kathy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
My name is Kelly.
I'm sorry, Kelly. I misread
That's
it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Mrs. Gray, I am truly appalled. I have been in business. I come from a long line of women in business. I have never felt compelled to ever say such a thing, and I think it's disgraceful that you think our young women should have to be that disgusting. And let me tell you something, I don't know many men that are profitably in business that would even consider thinking or saying something like that.
I think
you
it
need
is
some,
about
you need
connecting yourself to your masculine side, and I think that when our young women finally are
Excuse
free to say,
me?
I gotta have it.
Well, honey, if you need it, you go get it, but you keep it away from my young women, because professional women don't need to even consider that. What they need to know is that they're capable of thinking and articulating their thoughts, and if that's in your mind, you need help articulating what you need to do with
it. I am not saying that they really want to engage in sex. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they need to have the freedom to say that in such a way that any man out there who is even the least bit emasculated by it falls by the wayside. So you go into
Gray,
and you say,
if you ever ran a profitable business, you would know that most men,
darling,
in the company of a profitable and intelligent working woman, knows enough to respect her for her capabilities.
Well,
this is nonsense.
You are personally
responsible for that young lady's rape.
That woman was raped in your home, okay?
Absolutely.
And she said the phrase like a slut, not like a confident businesswoman.
And you say it like a dyke.
I beg your pardon. If anyone sounds like a dyke, I won't even go there.
Let's not get personal, okay?
Let the record show that you cannot assume.
What does sex have to do with business?
Connecting young women to their masculine aggressive side, which they've never been able to do, and that's why we still have a glass ceiling to this day.
How can you say that when so many single mothers are providing for their children? How can you say that when so many women are becoming successful in business?
Well, that's great, Kelly. If you want them all to be shoveling French fries at Burger King, good for you. I don't shovel French fries,
and most women are coming up and above that because they're educating them.
But I can't hear her.
All right, Kelly,
your car phone
crapped out. I have a question for you, Margaret. Are you saying that when a woman walks into a room and says, I want it, she doesn't necessarily want to have sex with those guys?
Exactly. All I'm saying is have the freedom to say, I gotta have it. And none of you are men enough to give it to me. Now, that's the way you say it, to empower you in the 21st century toward breaking the glass ceiling. Let Mrs. Gray up and say, give it to me.
Mrs. Gray, I have a question for
There's
you.
There's no guts out there for that. And with
I have a question
Kelly,
for you, Mrs. Gray.
What?
In respect to business, we have tried and tried to keep sex out of the business place. Why would you consider having our young women make a statement like that?
I'm not saying have sex, but I am saying acknowledge it. And
but even discussing it is out of line in a workplace.
Well, Kelly, with all due respect, you can't even afford a decent cell phone. So what do you know about business?
I'm talking about going in, hiking a little bit, and saying,
yo, man, do I need it. And you know there have been times, Kelly, when you could have screamed it to the top of the mountains. I've never felt compelled to. Take the girdle off. Get with the program. If you just put out and testify that you want sex.
Well, this woman is obviously a successful woman. She said so. But you're talking about teaching this to high school seniors.
The sooner they learn it, the better.
All right,
Kelly,
thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking here with Margaret Gray, who has started an empowerment course for women. The one thing that women can't do that men can do is say, I want it, I gotta have it, I need sex. Walk into a room full of men, say that with confidence, and they won't mess with you. However, you still have not acknowledged the fact, or you have acknowledged the fact, a woman did that in your home who was taking your course. She got raped on a billiard table.
No, she did not, Phil. She was raped in the billiard room, yes, and I acknowledge that. And
she wasn't raped on the billiard table?
According to police, no. She was... Do you really want me to get into this?
No, I don't. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm self-employed, Phil. I know that.
No, you have an empowerment program. This is Phil Hendry with Margaret Gray. Your empowerment program advises women to use the phrase, I want it, I want sex, to say it around men, and if you say it like a slut, then you're going to get raped. But if you say it with confidence, men will respect you. You had a woman who took your advice. She went into a place in your home where there were men, and she was attacked.
Phil, as a result, we've raised our minimum age from 16 to 17. We were on our way to building a 10,000-square-foot international headquarters. And
well, I'm not interested in your international headquarters. You mean to tell me that you had a minimum age on this thing of 16?
Phil, we are trying to help women for the first time in their lives become self-employed and not, like that Kelly that I talked to, be shuttling sales calls for Avon or Mary Kay. Good God! She's telling me that I don't empower women, and she's out there in her pink Cadillac. I'm self-employed, and I'm not afraid to say to men, I gotta have it. And no, you don't qualify.
Oh, and that won't piss men off, will it?
I don't care. If you do it with confidence, no man will touch you. Kathy, God bless her, did not do it with confidence. And as a result, it was a very unfortunate, very unfortunately and tragically and accidentally she was raped. I'm sure none of the men intended it.
Oh, no, they didn't intend it. They just set upon her in your own home. I'm not really interested, by the way, in your 10,000-square-foot women's empowerment headquarters. Good God.
Phil, I am simply saying to you...
A 16-year-old girl was raped after taking a course taught by you, telling her to go into areas where there are men and say, I gotta have it.
Look, please don't try to build some flimsy case that this was my fault, because that's not gonna happen.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sure that family has got other thoughts. 1-800-449...
She doesn't have any family. They've all predeceased her.
Well, then maybe she'll sue.
Well, she has to hire a lawyer.
Well, you know what? I bet you there's a lot of lawyers out there that would take that case pro bono.
My husband knows all of them.
So what are you saying? Are you going to try to intimidate her?
I'm saying my husband knows a lot of them.
Here is Carol on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hi. I've been listening to your program for about 15 minutes, and I am absolutely appalled at Mrs. Gray and what she is trying to teach. I am a 40-year-old single mother. I started my
own... Do you have a job?
If you'd let me talk...
Well, I don't have a lot of time.
I started my own business 6 years ago. I went from a $20,000 income to over a $500,000 income.
What do you do?
I have a 13 and a 16-year-old daughter.
What do you do?
I have a brokerage business.
Oh, good time for that, isn't it?
Well, you don't know what I'm brokering,
brokerage, ma'am. That's real hot. We got a recession going on, and okay.
Ma'am, I broker freight. I broker freight for trucking companies.
All right, well, what's this got to do? I don't understand the point of her call.
Well, okay. All right.
I would not even think of walking into any room and demanding sex.
Well, that's fine, but you know something? There are a lot of young women that just don't know how to do it. And if you don't like sex, that's your business.
At age 16.
But I'm saying...
She didn't say that she'd walk... She said she wouldn't walk into a room.
Are you connected to your masculine side?
And at age 16...
All right, listen, are we having a conversation here, or is everybody giving a speech?
Well,
Phil, she wants to lecture me, and I think it's
entirely wrong.
Is wrong.
Well, thank you very much, but we don't take people over the age of 40.
Well,
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Mario, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah. I got a question for her.
Okay. You got a statement? Make it.
No, I'll take this question.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
Have you ever been raped before?
No. Have you?
No.
You're sure?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. You are one...
Have you ever been in jail?
Person. I can't believe... Yes, I have.
So you've
okay, and I've been in maximum security, and I'll tell you what.
Have you ever had it packed in there?
All right, that's fine.
Even those guys in there would not do what you just talked about.
Well, have you ever walked
in there? I mean, it is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Said I gotta have it.
Okay. 1-800-44... Have you ever walked into the general population and said I gotta have it?
He sounds like he's had it packed.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I know. Where are you at now?
Phil, I went around the corner from my home. There's a little festival going on here out at the supermarket. There's a supermarket and a number of different stores, and they've got a Ferris wheel set up here for the weekend.
One of those, like, traveling carnivals?
Yes.
All right. What are you doing out there?
I'm going to prove a point. And first of all, I'd like to say this. I think it's very amusing and very interesting and a little bit sad because most women listening to me right now understand what I'm saying. They wish they had the courage to go into an area where there are a lot of men and to say the words, "You, oh, I gotta have it."
Is there a phrase? Because you're just going, "You, oh, man."
I am living the moment. I am doing what most women would never be able to do. I love sex, and I gotta have it good, hard, sweaty, and fast right now. Now, I'm gonna go over here.
All right, what are you doing now?
I gotta have it. Oh, yeah. Oh. See that, Phil? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, now, there. What do you mean nothing? Where are you?
I'm over near the midway. Hold on. Get your hands off of me. Oh, boo, what I... Man, the stuff I think about at night...
Well, nobody knows what you're talking about.
Get your hands off of me. No.
All right, look,
this is absolutely embarrassing. Get away from me.
What's going on, Margaret?
I'm absolutely embarrassed. Get away from me. Never mind. I gotta go back home.
What's going on?
A midget has... Anyone? Get away from me, please. I gotta kick him. He's on my leg, Phil. Listen, if...
Well, there you go. A man is... apparently, you're not saying it...
I didn't know it wouldn't work on midgets. Just kidding.
What are you talking about? Are you out there with a guy or something?
About a half a guy.
Well, I guess it doesn't work on midgets. You know, Margaret, you must be really good with regular-sized guys when you say that I gotta have it stuff, but if you ever walk into a barroom full of dwarfs, you're in trouble.
Ha ha, aren't we funny? It's wonderful, Phil, that you hate women. Get the midget. Phil, can you call... I don't want to call the police. Do you know anyone that can handle these people?
All right, I...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Just go back to your house and let me talk to him.
Wants to talk to you.
Look, pal, get off her leg, okay?
All right.
Is he still on you?
No, he went away.
All right.
Everybody knows English doesn't translate to little people, so I don't...
Good. All right, Margaret, so it doesn't work on midgets.
Yeah, let me write that down. This all works except midgets. Jesus. I had no idea, Phil. You know something, now I remember Kathy was attacked by a consortium of dwarf lawyers.
Oh, okay. Get out of here. 1-800-44... That's funny. Have you ever seen a midget lawyer? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. I played the part of the character Margaret. That was my voice. And, of course, that was me doing my voice as well. So I was me and I was Margaret. And the people that called in, they thought Margaret was real. That's our show, and that's what we do every day. And we've been doing it every day for like 10 years. And every other radio show that, well, I was going to say every other radio show that tries to do what we do can't do it, but nobody's ever tried to do it because they can't do it. So I guess it's like saying the same thing. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And let me direct you to our website because we made a big announcement yesterday, and that was the debut on our website of the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. This is an entirely unique item. Let me tell you about our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. First of all, it's a one of a kind. And I think the best part about this is that it's not a radio station shirt. It's not a, you're not walking around as a billboard for my show. It doesn't say anything about the Phil Hendry show on it. It doesn't say anything about, you know, the radio station that I'm on. It just says Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. So you got to know this show and you got to know all about Ted to appreciate this shirt. Now, it comes in royal blue and black. In fact, the back is black with sleeves and collar that are black, and then the front is royal blue. It is 65% polyester, 35% rayon. I mean, how cheesy is that, right? It comes in all different sizes, from small to medium to large to extra large to extra, extra large. And the orders are shipped within 2 to 4 weeks, UPS. Now, this is a beautiful thing, and it is right there on our website, and I would suggest that with Father's Day right around the corner, yes, and even with Mother's Day right around the corner, because moms can wear these. These look totally solid. You get a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, and then I would suggest you put together your own Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling team, wherever you live. Enter, you know, like on a Wednesday night league as the Ted's of Beverly Hills, and people will look at you like you're nuts, or, where's that? I've never eaten there. Well, you should. It's really great, man. It's in Beverly Hills, by the way. But you asked me where it is. Well, all right. I know, but is that California? Yeah. So get your Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It's available on the Phil Hendry Show website. PhilHendryShow.com. PhilHendryShow.com. And while there, visit Phil's scrapbook. Pictures of me throughout my life. Pictures of my wife and I in Fiji, our big Fiji adventure. Pick up a backstage pass so you can hear all of the great audio that goes up on our site each and every day. Brand new classic clips each and every day. A brand new show each and every day. And we have a 30-day show archive. Also, check out our guest, the celebrity ass poll, and much, much more. It's on the Phil Hendry Show website. That backstage pass, only $6.95 a month. And that is a self-renewing subscription. So you don't have to call every week. You don't have to log on, or excuse me, every month. You don't have to log on every month and say, oh, wow, I need to renew my Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. No.
No, 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 no.
You just go and you get your backstage pass and we'll do the rest, okay? That's PhilHendryShow.com. Also, pick up our CD, The Best of the Phil Hendry Show, your 2001 CD. It's called Bring It. And it's available on our website. Or you can call 877-616-7445. So you see, there's something for everybody on the Phil Hendry Show website. You know, there's a Jackie Gleason project in the works, and I would just like to say at this time, it's a funny thing about television. I know that you guys have heard me mention doing a TV show, and frankly, I don't know whether I'm going to do one or not. I'm going to write a script, and I don't know whether it'll get made into a TV show, and I don't even know whether I care whether it gets made into a TV show. I know I'd like to write something that's fun to write and something that would be fun to see, but there is something going on out in the world of TV that just downstairs moments ago, Pelton said to me, why don't you audition for this? And you're absolutely right. I could play that part. They're bringing back the Chucko the Clown series. And it's, no. What they're doing is they're producing a Jackie Gleason movie. And they're also going to do a Jackie Gleason Honeymooner series of some kind. Now, Jackie Gleason was a huge influence on me. I watched everything that guy ever did. I know every little nuance, all the body language. In fact, our backgrounds, while not completely similar, do have similarities. He's Irish, I'm Irish. He was Catholic, I was Catholic. He had an absentee father, I had an absentee father. He's funny. All right, well, so there's a few comparisons, but I could play that guy. So sure enough, I ran upstairs and I fired off an email to some people that I know, and I said, is there any way that I could get to go in and read for this Jackie Gleason part? And I got a call back immediately saying, yeah, they're doing this audition down here. So I went down, I read for the producers, they gave me the job at $3 million a year, so I'm quitting my radio show. Thanks very much. All right. I'm kidding, of course. Look, I got even you guys, I got Chris and Janice, and they're going, what? What? Are you serious? What are you talking about? What do you think the odds are that I could play that? I could play Gleason because I used to watch The Honeymooners all the time, and a lot of what we do on the show is inspired by the body language on that program we try to put into the audio language on this show. That's a cool phrase I just coined, by the way. Audio language. Not body language.
body language, eye language.
Great, Phil. That's just wonderful. Glad to hear the Xanax is working. Jesus. Audio language. So I don't know. I wanted to say that because, well, why am I saying it? Because I know that there could be someone remotely associated with either one of those projects listening right now, and you might get a good laugh bringing me in to read for that. Because just between you and I, I shouldn't say this, I've come into some expenses, and, I like to gamble. Nothing wrong with that, but there is something wrong with gambling to the point where your children are hungry, and that's gotten to that point. So whatever you can do, I really appreciate it. I have a gambling addiction. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry, what, bud?
I want to tell you about my calling.
Your what?
College. I'm trying to get into college. I'm taking an anatomy course, and I have a test coming up, and I found a way to remember all the parts.
You're taking an anatomy course in college. This is a good... You're kidding me, right?
What? I can't go to college?
No, what are you going to college to study?
I want to get better at stuff that I know.
You want to get better at stuff...
Why do you think people go to college?
So they can take a... Well, I guess they want to get better at stuff that they know.
Yeah, bingo. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus. And what is everything with you is like pulling teeth.
All right, so you're taking an anatomy course. What's that got to do with me right now?
What it has to do is I found a way to remember all a part.
Parts of the what?
Parts of the what? What's anatomy?
Oh, you're talking down to me now?
What's anatomy?
It's the study of the human body.
Then it would be the parts of the human body. What would it be?
All right, I'm sorry. Okay, so you found a way to remember all the parts.
Right. All I got to do is think of George Bush's cabinet.
All you got to do is think of George Bush's cabinet to remember all of the parts.
Right.
Of the human body.
Right. Like George Bush, Dick Cheney, see?
And ha, 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 ha. How many times did we hear that one, all right?
No, but there's other ones, too. What about Colin Powell? See? People say, what's that? I think of who's full of crap? Colin Powell.
That's really respectful and patriotic of you, bud.
No, I'm saying.
So that's how you remember the lower intestine. You think of Colin Powell.
Right. John Ashcroft.
All right. What about Donald Rumsfeld?
Same thing. That's the butt, too.
What is?
The Rumsfeld.
And what about Ari Fleischer?
That's what happens if you get sick.
You know something, bud? This is what happens when you get sick. This is only a language that you speak.
No, Ari Fleischer. So after you get sick, what do you do with a toilet? That's right. You flush it.
Well, what part of the body is that reminding me of?
Well, what do you do when you're on a toilet?
What about Condoleezza Rice?
That's when a girl doesn't get pregnant.
What is?
That's what you put on.
Oh, well, of course. I put on a Condoleezza.
Look, Phil, if I just know things better than you, that's it.
Yeah, you really got it going on, man. You really know stuff that's better than me.
Well, I gotta go flush my Colin Powell.
Great.
I gotta go take a fill, so...
Yeah. Don't forget to wipe your Ari Fleischer.
All right.
I'm taking an anatomy course, and the way I remember all the parts is I think of Bush's cabinet. Oh. 1-800-449-8686. Here's something interesting. Sylvester Stallone's mother, Jacqueline, is gunning for a matchup on the new Fox TV series, Celebrity Boxing. In March, producers of the new program pitted Paula Jones against Tonya Harding. Network sources told the LA Times last week that they are next pairing Joey Buttafuoco and John Wayne Bobbitt. Well, Jacqueline Stallone, an astrologer who is in her 70s and has had about 16 tons of collagen shot into her mouth and cheeks, says that she would be the perfect matchup against Georgia Holt, who is Cher's mother. Why? Because Jacqueline Stallone already looks like somebody has just been dancing rights and lefts off of her face. So anyway, but seriously, have you seen... All right. Hi, I'm Jacqueline Stallone. I've had so much collagen shot into my face, I look like Joe Frazier. She wants to fight Georgia Holt And then she wants to fight Tammy Faye Baker, and then she wants to fight Zsa Zsa Gabor. One of the things that the network is thinking of doing is pairing these women and pairing these celebrities not against each other, but pairing them against heavyweight fighters. I think that's a great idea. So in other words, retired heavyweight fighters. Like, is Trevor Burbick still fighting? He probably isn't. So what if you were to pair, for instance, Georgia Holt, Cher's mother, against Trevor Burbick, who's about 230, 6'2", and that would be fun, wouldn't it? But I don't even know anything about Ms. Holt, and I certainly wouldn't wish ill on her. But I see nothing wrong with putting, oh, I don't know, Jacqueline Stallone in there against, say, Mike Weaver. What if, you know, they'd wipe the smiles off their faces real fast, wouldn't it? Celebrity boxing! Tonight, Jacqueline Stallone against Mike Tyson. Okay! No, wait a second. Wait a second on what? Well, I thought that this was just going to be a publicity opportunity. It is a publicity opportunity. It's a fantastic publicity opportunity. You got me fighting Mike Tyson. Right. That's right. You want to get into the ring and fight? How about Danny Bonaducci and Mike Tyson? All right, not Danny. Well, yeah, Danny. I didn't like what he did to Barry Williams. Not during the fight. That was fine. I didn't like what he did to him afterwards in the locker room. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Jacqueline Stallone wants to fight. And then get a load of this. Phyllis Diller and Liz Taylor. Good God. You know, I heard something the other day, and this is so stereotypical. You know, Liz Taylor's favorite hamburger is Fatburger. And everybody was laughing about that because, you know, Liz is constantly taking the heat about her weight. But why not have her do a Fatburger commercial on television? You know, in other words, rewrite the rule book for yourself, Liz. Show the world that you are not ashamed to be who you are. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Taylor for Fatburger. And just drive through the drive-thru, drive on in, top down, just, bite into one, and then we can have Jacqueline Stallone getting the crap kicked out of her in the parking lot. I think that'd be wonderful. You see, these celebrity fights are never going to be interesting to me until someone is taken to the hospital with a hematoma on the brain. Then I'm going to start watching it. Does that mean that I'm hostile? Does it mean that I'm angry? Does it mean that I don't like celebrities? Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what it means. Other than what's her name? Tanya Harding and that other chick. I didn't want to see anybody get hurt in that. I wanted that fight to go on and on and on and on. But Jacqueline Stallone, yeah, about two rounds, then boom, she's on a stretcher. Then we come up with Phyllis Diller, two rounds, she's out, she's in a coma. Then another two rounds, Tammy Faye Baker, they got her in a, you know, one of those casts, you know, where they're hanging her legs from the ceiling. Then another couple of rounds, and Zsa Zsa, oh man, Zsa Zsa Gabor, how'd you like to see her going out feet first? I'm telling you, it's a thought. And that's about all it is. All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.